Well, they used to say in vaudeville, never follow the animal act. And there are two reasons for that, if you can think about it for a minute. In this case, there's only one reason for it, and that is that everyone's already filled with entertainment. I'm A.G. I'm a glutton and a compulsive eater. Howdy, folks. And if I make today, by the grace of God, the help of the program, and y'all's support, on this go-around, I'll have 15 years and 9 months and 6 days of abstinence, and I've lost over 100 pounds, and I am deeply, deeply grateful for this recovery. And let me... My higher power appreciates that applause. Remember, if I could have done it, I'd have done it many, many, many years ago. I very much appreciate all of the great actors and actresses who participated in the skit just now who talked about abstinence and weight. Okay, that's what this program is about for me. And nothing reinforces my belief that I may be able to make today like hearing someone else who is like me, who not only has made today so far, but has made a lot of other days in a row. And that lets me know if they can do it, probably I can do it too. A lot of things I want to talk about this morning, but I want to bring up a couple of extraneous items that I just want to share with you. I've mentioned Clancy I a time or two here. I don't know why he's been on my mind so much. That's not something I often do. But Clancy is a great speaker, and he gave me a thought on a tape that I haven't been able to get out of my mind. Clancy was working for an advertising agency, and they had an account for a vodka producer. And although Clancy was a very low-level employee, I think he was cleaning up, he wrote a script for a radio commercial. And what he put in it was that one shot of this vodka and boom. Well, everybody laughed about it. Nobody paid any attention to it. And Clancy had a year or so of sobriety before it occurred to him that he was the only one for whom the vodka went boom. That it didn't affect normal people that way. And that made me think, is it possible that food does things for me it doesn't do for the average person walking the street? Do I get a boom out of food that normal people never experience? I don't know, but maybe in line with what Bill W. and Dr. Silkworth and many others have determined, that there are both physical allergy and mental and emotional components to this disease, and maybe the physical part of mine is the fact that food goes boom for me and doesn't for the average eater. Okay, enough of that. One more item. It's been so meaningful to me. It's on page 331 of the big book. It's in the story about the retired publicist, whose story is not particularly interesting to me in any other way, but he has one little couplet in there that really grabs me. And it says, and I'm paraphrasing, changing alcohol to food. Food gave me wings to fly, and then it took away the sky. It's worth pondering on from time to time. Okay, now to what I really wanted to talk about today. What I want to talk about today is maintenance. One of my goals when I came back to the program this time was to get to the point where maintenance was important. For me, there are two kinds. There's spiritual maintenance and there's physical maintenance, and they are interwoven. I can't take them out and take them apart and say this is spiritual maintenance and this is physical maintenance, because the truth is, as I said,